Good morning. Welcome to season four of the Peach Business Breakfast. This morning we've got Chris. How are you, Chris?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, very good. And Jeremy, how are you?
Yeah, doing great.
Excellent. So, as you're probably aware, we've been all over the internet, social media. We've skipped season three because season two was so good. So we might come back to it later if we deteriorate down the track. So we've got a couple of new things. We've actually got a clock from Kensington Station to keep us on track, because some of the ones we sort of tended to waffle on a bit. But we're sort of filming five in a row and then getting them in the can. So surf's up, so it's a bit noisy. But anyway, so Chris, Paperworks. How long have you been doing that for?
I started Paperworks about 2 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. Just grew out of a couple of different ideas which sort of came together. So.
Excellent. Yeah. So you born and bred in Mudgee?
I am, yes. Youngest of four kids.
Yep.
But lived in Mudgee with my wife up until I was 19.
Okay.
Moved to Sydney for a while and came up here to Newcastle.
So very classic country boy growing up experience then, I guess. Like Mudgee, for anybody not local, is fairly rural, I guess. So it's
it is. It's about 4 hours west of here. It's very much a mining town, but also very rural. Lots of sheep, lots of cattle and wineries
really
as well.
Really good wineries, yeah.
Yeah.
A very good running festival too.
Yes, I've heard that.
Good running festival at Mudgee. So, quite a good town. And Chris actually went to school with my nephew.
Yes.
Tim, who's now in Canberra, and Mad Panther supporter, which is good. keeping the dream alive. So Sydney, you moved to Sydney. What did you do down there?
I lived down in southern Sydney. I did a media and communications diploma at TAFE.
Excellent.
Not sure what I wanted to do. I was looking at journalism when I was 18.
Yep.
I did that, but then decided that wasn't for me.
Okay. Was that full-time or part-time?
No, it was full-time for a year.
Yep.
I did a bit of part-time work.
Like St. George TAFE, or was it St. George TAFE?
It was Metabank.
Oh, yeah, Metabank, yep.
Yeah, right, so.
Yep. Excellent. So what sort of things did you do in that course?
We looked at sort of verbal, non-verbal communication skills, drafting of newspaper articles, reports. Things like that. So
a few things that translate to the future?
Yeah, a lot of things I was interested in, but I quickly tweaked that journalism just wasn't for me.
So was that before social media was sort of as big as it is?
This was 2005, so MySpace was probably...
Before the internet destroyed newspaper revenues.
Yeah.
I think YouTube only started in 2006, so...
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I had a MySpace account, and that was... And Messenger. That's probably about it.
Yeah, well, I think different News Corp paid a lot of money for MySpace. And then
550 million or something like that. Yeah, and then flipped it for 50.
So then what brought you from Sydney to Newcastle?
I'd accepted many university offers around the state, but I took up a course here.
Yep.
Purely because I just wanted to come to somewhere different.
And
I also knew a few people here from Mudgee and a few other places, so it was, just seemed like a nice fit. And I came to do communications and also international affairs politics.
Oh, fantastic. So you would have got a few credits for your TAFE studies?
Yeah, I did. So that was one of the reasons as well.
Cool. And then, so you did that course. What did you do, say, between then and when Paperworks started? What sort of things?
Oh, I did a bit of part-time work here and there, but mostly it was study and living life, I suppose.
Okay,
As you do at university sometimes.
Yep. Having a good, enjoyable time on the way through. Yep.
That's right, But after I finished university, I was looking for a job. Fair to say, I was a little bit directionless for a while.
Still?
But decided... got out there and just tried to get a job. I got a job in sales with Colourworks here in Newcastle. They're a business with branches all up and down the coast.
Yep.
Canon Business Equipment.
Yep.
So that was a steep learning curve, but
I'll bet.
Yeah, yep. I enjoyed it, and I became a new business development manager.
Yep.
But just over 2 years ago, it just became too much.
Yeah.
So it's a tough job. A lot of deadlines, a lot of hard work and targets to meet. And I'd I'd been burnt out.
The pointy end of running sales for a reasonably sized organisation. So
that's right.
Yeah,
and I know I was a bit burnt out. So
And did you then go into Paperworks then? Is that what?
Yeah, the opportunity came about from my now in-laws. They've been small business managers for 20 odd years, running multiple franchises and things like that. They were master franchise owners for Brumby's Bakeries. So here in New South Wales, so a lot of pedigree in business. And they said, look, we've got some work. Would you be able to help us out? So it was some rudimentary bookkeeping. Data collection and things like that. So I got an ABN, started to do that. Interest grew in doing my own thing for a while there. I did a certificate 4 in small business management and started my business.
Did you have time to have a wage while you were starting your business, or you just like chucked it in and then started?
No, I chucked it in actually. I went from having a wage and commission structure to having no income.
Good.
So I was living off the...
Exciting.
Yeah. So I was living off the payout I got from work.
So in a few months of...
Yeah. And we were in a good situation. My partner and I were living with my in-laws. So as we were saving
running
for a house...
Running costs weren't too high.
Yeah.
So that helps.
We were saving for a house.
But you also can't hide if you haven't done the work either. Chris, have you done that thing yet?
I'll get to it.
He's not coming to dinner tonight.
But I'd never considered running my own business. And 2 years down the track, it's the most rewarding thing I've ever done.
Yeah. So you started off the business and mainly working for your in-laws. How did you sort of... Right. Are you still doing work for them?
I still do a bit of work for them, where I contract them and help out some of their clients with more of the angles that I'm looking at now in business. So
how'd you grow from, they were your sort of foundation client, where'd the next couple of clients come from?
Next couple took a while. It was probably about 4 months into my business without much success. I was door knocking, meeting people, coming to networking groups. And,
So you're leveraging on your Colourworks experience, like your actual direct sales practice.
Yeah. Just introducing yourself, and that's a big part of it. Yeah, you know you're not going to get them over the line straight away. Yeah, it's just saying, well, this is who I am, this is what I do. And
I say sometimes you've got to market to people 6 or 7 times before you'll get the trial to.
I think like a bookkeeper, it's kind of like a bit like a dentist. You don't necessarily want to change real quickly.
Yeah.
It's kind of personal. Like they know more about you than your mother probably does.
It's a very personal thing. And it's hard to get them to see the benefits. And that's where you
find word of referral would be your best.
It's like accounting, finance.
Yeah. That's it.
Personal, isn't it? Yeah.
It is very personal. So first couple of clients came about through networking. And just a few introductions.
Did you have a strategy? Like, was that structured B&I or something, or you just decided to turn up to Rotary one weekend? What was your plan with that?
No B&I, but just some casual sort of networking groups. And my first client actually came through someone I knew at a networking group who knew someone else who needed something else. So it was just that connection already. Gave me a call, had a meeting, and started working for them the next week. So
excellent. So what sort of things do you do for people? What sort of people can you help? And I suppose any sort of business, but what sort of thing? What are your products and services?
Yeah, so it's changed a lot over the last 2 years. From my Colourworks days, I was getting more and more interested in paperless automation in business. Using mobile phones, using technology. Doing a bit of data entry, bookkeeping, sort of very, very basic, stuff for that. That was good entry into business, but my passion is about making things a lot easier and reducing those bottlenecks in the business where, especially compliance, documentation, how can we fix that? How can we make it better? Mobile, digital age. The solution's out there, it's just about finding it.
So I think half of sort of real businesses in Australia now use Xero. Half a small business or something like that. It's an extraordinary switch in 5 years, 4 years, like sort of roughly sort of the time frame you've been running your business, I guess. Like it's a big shift, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been a massive shift. And for me, small business especially, can benefit from this stuff. more than a larger commercial business can, because the steps from beginning to end for a job or anything else are a lot smaller than a large firm. So
certainly improve the cash flow too, you can invoice as the job's done rather than...
Absolutely. Yeah.
And smaller businesses are less likely to have, I find, less likely to have kind of built-in processes they're stuck with.
Yeah.
Whereas like a bigger business, it's like you've got to find the software or system to suit the way they work and operate, or can we change the way this has been done for the last 10 years? Maybe not.
Yeah, so. And I find a lot of small businesses have very good processes in place. Mm. It's about having them understand that there are new ways to do it without necessarily compromising the quality or the time span it takes them to do work. You know, if they've got a mission to do every job properly, then we're not changing that. Well, I'm not going to change it. It's all about going, well, this bit here, we could do this slightly different, save you a bit of time down the track. Or
show them how they don't have to hand print invoices every week or something.
So do you like come in and do a bit of an assessment of their processes and then say, look, here's the pinch points or here's the bottlenecks and here's some things we can do?
Just talk about the pain points really. You know, you've got, especially with compliance, if every time a pest controller, let's say they've got to do a job, they've got to fill out reports on chemicals, their safety gear, they've got to do stock take of their truck and things like that. So they've got to do that for every job.
Yeah, wow.
And if they're ever audited by the EPA, they've got to produce those documents for every job they've done.
Yeah, right. Wow. So they know where everything's gone. Yeah, okay.
So if you've got a filing cabinet full of stuff now, would you be able to find a problem point or things like that? Whereas on a mobile digital platform, all that stuff's filled out on site on a tablet or your phone. The person in the office gets it straight away. And it's safe to the cloud and backed up wherever you like, but you can print it off.
And if you need the client to sign, they can sign there.
They can sign on the tablet.
Yeah. There's been a real growth in those sort of solutions in the last even 2 years, I suppose. I forget the name. There's a great toolbox meeting app that it's an Australian company. Yeah. I forget the name of it. And it runs like your billing, like you've got the Square card reader for your payments and stuff on site.
I use Square,
sort of,
and I've got a couple of clients who use Square now. And
it's
just a... There's lots of little ways if you're prepared to open your eyes a bit.
Yeah. I think for a lot of people, they're not aware of what. They probably think, there's got to be a better way than this, but they need someone to come and say, look, it's...
You need the implementer. And because I've seen plenty of examples where someone comes in and does the sales pitch on, oh, you should use, I don't know, let's say it's like, oh, you should switch to Unleashed, or you should use Salesforce or whatever.
Yeah.
And they get a little bit of onboarding, but then they just end up using we just do our invoices in or something. And really, I guess that's if you can be that partnership to properly embed it in a business.
Yeah, incrementally improve their use of it.
I partner with a small number of software companies for products I truly believe in. However, if someone's comfortable with a program that they've been using for a long time, why change it?
Yeah.
Especially if the software is updated and they stay on top of how it works for them. I'm not going to change it. I'm going to look at ways to integrate it with what I can do.
Yeah. So any favourites that might be surprising? Like, I guess people know like MyOb and Xero and Quicken and things like that. But
I love QuickBooks for bookkeeping if people have got it. That's nothing on MyOb or Xero. They're great products as well.
Yep.
They're all great products. Hmm. They're all also very similar. I love a company called Formatize. Down in Sydney, and they're becoming a big part of my business in terms of the compliance documentation.
Okay, so this is the checklist kind of concept.
Yeah, and they've got solutions for a lot of things, but I've great diversity in terms of your business. It's completely customized forms. I'm at the moment customizing a 30-page form as it is now for a financial services client. So, so he can do all his fact finding on his tablet without having to do the data input again.
Sort of form builder platform that you can set up the side
yep.
tub for
and
you.
And it's on a tablet and it's on your phone. Beautiful. Access anywhere.
That sounds good. So what sort of marketing have you done over the last 2 years? So network groups, is mainly, have you done much advertising or Facebook, LinkedIn, that sort of stuff?
A little bit more on social media.
Yep.
And most of it networking.
Yeah.
I'm a big believer in networking.
Yeah.
Especially for small business. I get to meet face to face with the people who are my clients or who are going to be my clients.
Any like sponsorships or advertising or that sort of stuff?
I sponsor the university cricket club in Newcastle in the top grade. So I've been a member of the club for 10 years now.
Yeah.
So,
so it's more of a passion rather than
It's a passion, but
it gets you out there.
And it's good connections as well as leaders in the business community all through the club. So it's a good way to talk to people.
Yeah, cool. And what's the best bit of business advice you've ever been given? Doing this or in Sydney or working for the in-laws?
It's just to believe in yourself, really. If you've got an idea or a passion, follow it.
Especially in the early months, right?
Yeah, and those months are the hardest, but you've got to remember to get up in the morning.
First 6 months or so is...
And a big part of that for me was getting some shirts done early, having a bit of a corporate feel to it, that every morning I put on a uniform for work and got going.
Yeah.
And
switch into I'm business mode now.
Yeah. And this is me, and this is who I am. So just about believing in yourself, I think.
Excellent. Oh, that's fantastic. Well, thanks for coming in today, Chris.
That's right.
Great to have a chat. So just a reminder, Beach Business Breakfast is on the third Thursday of every month. Married with a Surf Club function room, 7:30 to 8:30, $10 gets you great networking. Meet business people like Chris who can help you, and hopefully he can help your business and you can help his. So that's what it's all about. And, have a great day. And,
I will, thank you.
We'll see you all
soon.
Thank you.